This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The foreign ministers of Germany and France said Wednesday they will propose sanctions targeting specific individuals they deem responsible for the poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny after Russia failed to provide a convincing explanation. They directly accused Russia of, quote, involvement and responsibility, end quote, saying, quote, no credible explanation has been provided by Russia so far, end quote, about the use of the military nerve agent Novichok on Navalny, who was subsequently evacuated to the German capital for treatment. They added they would shortly share proposals for sanctions targets with their European partners. Two members of an Islamic State cell dubbed the Beatles, accused of killing several Western hostages, are to be brought to the United States Wednesday to face charges, a Justice Department source said. The men accused of involvement in the murders of American journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff and aid workers Peter Kasich and Kayla Mueller. They also are believed to be responsible for the murders of Brits Alan Henning and David Haynes. The suspects were stripped of their UK citizenship and have been in the custody of U.S. forces in Iraq. A two-year legal impasse was broken recently when U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr said they would be spared the death penalty if convicted in the United States. Wednesday, Kuwait's new emir, Sheikh Nawaf, named his half-brother, Sheikh Mashal al-Hamad al-Jaber al-Sabah, as crown prince. 80-year-old Sheikh Mashal is a long-serving top security official. He's been deputy chief of the Kuwait National Guard since 2004, largely staying out of the political scene and away from disputes within the royal family. The Sabah ruling family blessed the 83-year-old Sheikh Nawaf's decision. This is